בלבי כמרה, עם שמח, ברוך השם, זמן, חלבויד, שידנה, פדנין, ושפיק לוקן, ג'וי דה חלמויד, סטנטן, ג'וי דה לרנינג, רב מן הסתה ורדי, ספשייל סקוס, ספשייל חינוך, not the stuff, we have to get over the job and then we can go and enjoy ourselves. This is our enjoyment of Chol HaMoed. This is the purpose of Chol HaMoed. This is the Moed part of the Chol. We enjoy learning and that's why we come together. It's a special kind of learning. Everybody comes together, even if we're not in the same Moed, in the same shtot and the friends and the joined together, ba'ava, ba'achta, v'sholem, v'reyus. That's a very, very special Simchas Achak. We were speaking on Shabbos about the gewaltige Chavivus HaMitzvah. Klal Yisroel showed when they left Mitzrayim, carrying on their shoulders the Shiyori, Matzo, Moray, when they had each one of them 90 chamorim, besides all the bok of etzayim that came up with them, and any one of these animals they could have let them carry for them, all the bundles of luggage that they had to take with them were put on animals, but this they kept in their hands, shiore, matzo, umbore, chavivus, the mitzvah, the gewaltige, gewaltige chavivus, which that shows, which was Nadiris. Not just a lesson, but it probably sowed the seeds in our hearts and in our blood to have an ava to Teira and an ava to Mitzvahs. And immediately from that moment on, they started Sfira Soima. And Sfira Soima, they started counting. At the Medrash Agada, which is brought down in the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, says that Sfira Soima, they counted because they were begging Moshe Rabbeinu, tell us. When we were in Mitzrayim, you told us, Moitziacho, Soami Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shana told you, when you take us out from Mitzrayim, Tavdun and Sanakim Alohor Azeb, you're going to get the Torah on this mountain. You told us about this message from Hashem Yisborach. And when is it going to be? We want it already now. With that same chavidus that they came out with the first mitzvahs that they had from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, they got a cheshit to get all the Taryag mitzvahs. And he asked the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and asked Moshe Rabbeinu, when is it going to be? And he said, it's not going to be now. It's only going to be in 7 weeks' time. And they were so keen and so eager that each day they began to count. Oy, another day closer. Another day has passed. And we are going to come to our Sinai and we'll see the mitzvahs, the gesheshet, the chinuch, the usta, the beautiful chinuch. And Shin Zion who says that the whole union of Sfira Soima is because the Klal Yisrael, after they went out of Mitzrayim, they said, this is not the most important thing. The most important thing is that we should get the Torah. The most important thing is we should be zeicher to the Torah. And we're waiting for that, and we're longing for that, and we're begging for that. And that's why they were counting the days, and we count the days in the same way as they counted, in order to show our cheshit for Torah, our cheshit for mitzvahs, our cheshit to stand at the foot of our Sinai and receive the Torah the way Klal Yisrael received that Torah. And I want to speak this morning on the inyan of Birchas HaTorah. Poshet the Taich of the Brochas, which I think is somehow left out of our education. And if we would begin from now onwards to be mechaven in the brachas, the way Chazal wanted us to be mechaven these brachas, I think our Cheshek for Torah will be greater, and our Chavivus for Torah, our respect for Torah, the Chashivus for Torah will grow. That's why it's very important, because these brachas are brachas deraisa. Matbeya, the nusach is a matbeya shetovu chachomim. The chiyu bracha is a chiyu bin atoir. Shema shemecho v'geil lelekei. The Torah brings down that the first bracha is a bracha which we say shekitshonu v'mitzvaysav tzivonu la'atzik v'divrei teyo. That's the Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the bracha on the mitzvah. And there's a whole deal in the Chazal, in the Mefarshim, why we say la'atzik v'divrei teyo, not just simply lilmoy teyo, shekitshonu v'mitzvaysav tzivonu lilmoy teyo. We should be busy with it. It should be like a business. We should be involved. La'asek means to get involved in the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is not just to study a subject. The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is to get involved in the words of the Torah till it becomes part of your business, part of your asek, something which interests you more than anything else, something which gets you involved more than anything else, so that you'll be emes, be able to be zeicher, to delve into the emes of every word of Torah, which needs so much siyata d'shmaya. So it begins with la'asek, how much we make it our business. And the bracha of la'asek v'divrei Torah doesn't end there. It ends with hamlamik Torah l'amo Yisrael. Immediately after we mentioned the Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Noshnu, which we make on all the mitzvahs, Hashem Kitshonu v'mitzvahsav, we go on to a tefillah, V'arevno Hashem Alekein Nezdivrei Sheirosko B'shin Yifiyam Tebeis Yisro. V'arevno, a tefillah, that we B'shin Yishan should make it sweet, V'arevno Hashem Alekein Nezdivrei Sheirosko B'shin Yifiyam Tebeis Yisro, in our mouths, make Torah sweet in our mouths, so that we should eventually become Loimdei Teiro Secha Lishmo. If we have no Geshmak in learning, we'll never come to Lishmo. It's a mistake. You can't force yourself to Lishmo. Lishmo comes from a Geshmak. And it's the Geshmak in learning, which at the end you say, Gil, what's that for us? It's so Geshmak. It's so good. It's so Choshev. I don't even need the Geshmak anymore. I just want to do it because it's the best thing to do in one's life. But that's what I did, the highest Madriga. It begins with, when I can't begin without a Geshmak. In such a way that Chazal understood, here at the time of Birchas HaTorah, you've got an opportunity to ask Hashem Yisborach for Siyata Dishmaya and how to fulfill this mitzvah properly. And if we would be asking Rebbein Shem for Siyata Dishmaya, how to fulfill this mitzvah properly, we say, Rebbein Shem, give me a greater brain. That day of being asked, let me understand how you should work. No. That's not what you have to ask for. Because I knew better than all of us. The Rebbe Yishan can give you brains. The Rebbe Yishan can give you everything. But he wants to know, do you want a geschmack? Do you want to enjoy learning? Because if you want to enjoy learning, that also needs the Yaita Dishmaya. But that's what you have to ask for. Once you enjoy learning, I'll give you all the Yaita Dishmaya you need. I'll sit down and learn together with you. I'm going to be your Malamed. But I want you to know that learning is only, my Torah is only appreciated if you enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, then beg Hashem Yisborach to give you the time to enjoy it, because that's what you need. It's important to know what are the tools that we need to be successful. And Vaishana wants us to ask for those tools. And the tools that we need to be successful in learning in the Shmak, these guys, the person who can smack his lips off his heard a shtickle tater, that was the Geshmak that I have heard. than the Bach. He has a kasha. Kasha lay. He says, the Torah says, v'oid yesh brocha acheres, which we'll soon speak about. There's another brocha besides the first brocha of last week, which ends with Amalamit. But he says, kasha lay, v'loy motzinu shtei brochas me'in and echad al mitzvah achas, to go in hocha. You don't find anywhere that there are two brochas on one mitzvah. Like here, shuvavach and lasin, divrei Torah, and you end up Melamed Torah Lama Yisrael, and then you have Asher Brocha Bonu, and you end up Noishen HaTorah. What do you need two brochas for? Matar. The brocha Rishoynu who kishor brocha shemavachim al hamitz. The first brocha is like all other brochas where we make a brocha al mitzvah. Asher kishon al mitzvah yisrael. V'chein kad mavorech la'atzeg v'divrei Torah al mitzvah eitzek ha-Torah. Messiah, but this brocha ends, it hasn't ended with la'atzeg. But actually, it ends with Va'arevno. For who? Listen to these words. Lefi Shakodesh Baruch Hu Oizer V'Toymech L'Chol Oizet V'Toyro U'Melameid Oizo L'Havinoi Al Boryo U'Lechein Mevashim Mimen Yizborach V'Oimim Va'arev Filei Ploy. Because you need the Ayta Dishmaya. You can't achieve in Torah. You can't achieve even the koyach to sit and learn. Never mind to understand, and never mind to achieve the emes and be masuk shmaya chadibur hilchus. Nothing goes without the ayta shmaya. But we need riboyn shloim. Asriyat shmaya means oizer v'toymech. Interesting, the lost riboyn shloim oizer. He helps and supports everybody who wants to learn. And he helps and supports that we should be able to understand learning. How does he help and support? You know how he helps and supports? He gives you more and more geschmack. That's how the Rebbeinu Shlomo helps and supports. Or Meila, that's the way you come to understand it. That's why I say Ribbono Shloim, Zay Oizer V'Toymech. I've got brains. And the way I'm going to use them is Torah on me. And when my brains are going to be successful or not, it's turning guns on Ribbono Shloim. I can't do anything about it. Whether you call me Ilech Atchila Beinoini, or whether you call me a Shvacha, or whether you call me a Baal Kishren, makes no difference. The Baal Kishren means the same Shiaita Dishmaya as a Shvacha means. And the Baal Kishrin can make Kaliyah is the Ayta Dishmaya. More than the Shvacha Nesh. It's all the Ayta Dishmaya. But who makes you want to apply your Kishrin? Not to Shaila. My Kishrin is to apply my Kishrin. To use my Kishrin. Not to use it for other things, and not to waste it, and not to dream away and not use it at all. That the Gansan is soyan of Limud is to apply my Kishrin. Not to make my Kishrin, why should give me Kishrin? Apply my Kishrin, use my Kishrin. And the Chiddush, what the Chazal are teaching us here is that nobody is prepared to use his Kishrin if it's not Geshmak. Your intelligence, however, whatever IQ you have, that you cannot apply it for a length of time, unless you enjoy what you're learning, what you're trying to use your kishrin for. And it goes the other way around. When as soon as the person enjoys something, he starts to put his mind to it, and he starts to try and understand it properly, and it becomes all kinds of answers, all kinds of new ideas will come to him, how to use this thing, how to do this thing, because he's enjoying it. Enjoyment is the only thing that can attach you with your intelligence to achieve the maximum out of whatever you're going to apply yourself to. And that's why, when we're talking about Ribbono Shel Olam being Oizer V'Toymech, we need to see Ayta Dishmaya of Ribbono Shel Olam. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, beg me, Ba'arevno, beg me to help you to understand, to get the Geshmak in learning. Once that happens, then you're going to apply your kishrin, then everything you leave it to me. I only want you to apply your kishrin. For that, it seems, we can lose our gishmak. We need to beg Hashem. We live in a world that takes away the gishmak from us. We live in a world which dazzles us with things that look more gishmak. We live in a world where we go after superficial things that look sweet, and afterwards, only later, we find out how bitter these things are. And therefore, living in such a world, we need a very special tefillah of Arevno Hashem Elikeinu, Divrei Seiros Befinu. Torah sweet, you don't say, Divrei Shem, please make the Torah sweet. And the Chabodim is over, and the Sutim is Vash, the Divrei Shem is sweet, it's sweet as honey. But our mouth is very bitter, sometimes we made it very bitter. We've got different taste buds. And there's a bitterness in our mouth, which when you take the Torah in, it doesn't get through. So we have to say to the Rebbeinu Shloim, I want to feel the taste. I have no idea as it's supposed to make it sweet in my mouth. I should have a gishmak in that. I really want to stop here for a moment. It's not even the ikka what I want to speak about. But as I'm speaking, I feel it might be the ikka. When it is if you go around the streets asking the kids that are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, why are they doing it? Do they really think they're getting something out of it? Most of them will answer it. But it wasn't the schmack when I was in the basement. And I don't know whether this is better or not better. It's easier. And Torah wasn't geschmack. If Torah wasn't geschmack, I'm looking for my geschmack somewhere else. Do you think Chazal didn't know that that could happen? I think it's a new phenomenon. You know what I think is wrong? I know what I think we can forget. Chazal knew that can happen. And so they said in Birchas HaTorah, we're going to put a tefillah in there. That means every day, every yid should daven for himself and for every yid. Ma'arevno Hashem Elokeinu is divrei seiros befinu befi kol hakuris. Kol hakuris. You know what it means? Chazal says you can't get a geshmak in learning and that millions of Yidden are davening for millions of Yidden. Unless every Yid will get up in the morning and beg Hashem Yisboch Yibon Yishan and give every Yid in the world a geshmak in learning. And do you know and do we know and do I know what the world would look like if only we listen to Chazal and not chap up at Rocha without even thinking what we're saying? And stand there with tears in their eyes, begging Hashem Yisboach, Ribbono Shel Olam. There's so many Yiddish kinderless trying to learn, they're finding it hard. Give them a geschmack! For us, and for everyone, every day. And when that happened, I don't know at what stage in history that was happening. I don't know what stage in history we all slipped away. And gobbled up these brochures without even thinking what we're saying. But we can bring it back. That's the Eitzah. The Shmak. And the Eitzah is Tefillah. Baruchem just needs to know, are we looking for the Shmak? And Baruchem wants to hear that we understand. And Baruchem wants to hear our Tefillahs for every single Yid. Every child that goes to cheder, they should have a geshmak in learning. That would happen, there would be no problems. So really, I want to speak about something else. The Torah says there is another bracha on the Torah, which also we don't know enough about, and we don't think at all about. And if we would, we would have a different approach to learning altogether. Baruch ato Hashem. Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Asher bochavonu mikol ha'amim. V'nosam lanu es toirotoy. Baruch ato Hashem. Lo yistein ha'toyim. Every bar mitzvah even knows the book. Oh, what does he think? Why? What is he taught to think? Nobody's been to blame here. That it slipped out of our education. It slipped out of our chinuch. The bar mitzvah boy doesn't know what he's saying when he says, Asher bochavonu mikol ha'amim. V'nosam lanu es toirotoy. Listen to what the Torah says. V'yechavein v'bilchosoi al-maimat har-sinai eich bochar bonu mikolo umoy v'kirvonu lifnei har-sinai v'ishmionu dovoro mitoichu eish v'nosan ono teirosoi ha-doisho shihibes chayenu kleichem dosoi shehoyo mishtashea bo b'chol yoim. So the first thing says the Bach, pshat in the tour. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. La, that is shom elochosh me'nafshecho me'oid, ten tishkach es avroi ma'shero ve'inecho. Yoi ma'shero matav ne'ashem elekecho b'choyrit. Atikru v'matavn tachas oho. Oho bo'e bo'eish. Adab ha'shem elechem mitoichu eish. It's a mitzvah. To remember ma'imad al-Sinai. The psukim of foolish. That is Shomel Chosh Menapsho Moit. And Tishka Zavola Shiro Enech. Open your Suru Bivoto Koyli Meichayecho. Koyli Meichayecho. Zelbe Koyli Meichayecho from Sedanai. And Tishka Koyli Meichayecho. Nishomel Chosh Menapsho Moit. Pen Tishka. Omeba, I died on the Vanecho and the Vaneva Necho. It's still, there's a thing like we got to Levinko. This must be given over the Vanecho of the Vnei Vanecho. A daikon of Vanecho of the Vnei Vanecho. What should we talk about? What's so important? To remember, never forget. Koyli Meichayecho. Yoi Mashem Umatul of Vnei Hashem Olekero Bechoyreiv. The day when you stood the Choyreiv on the foot of Har Sinai. The Emra Hashem Eilai and Rebbein Shetzud Mihatul Skolu Amashvim Es Dvorai. And how did it look there? But Tikrabun Vatandun Tachasuho, you could room near and you stood beneath the mountain. Woho boye boesh ableva shumaim choshech omamarofel. By Dabashavalecha betoicho eish. So it voy matin shemus mune into loyim zolosi toim. The eish of Maimad al-Sinai. That's what you have to remember. Woho boye boesh. One time you have to close your eyes and see a whole the fire burning, but not just burning around. People come out, all little kinder, and must have clean the fire up, and everybody wants to say, fire, let's see the fire. Fire was burnt, at Leva Shemayim. An awesome sight. Choyshech, Onon, Aropel. הכל שויפה חוזק מאוי, כאילו סוברוקים, ותה לשון מכאש ונקיף שון, מוי לדיק. And the Torah says, you should never ever forget that sight you have to have it in your mind. Says the Bach. So when are we Mekai in this mitzvah? Every time you make the Baruch Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim. Because Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim, the Torah says the Baruch Ha'amim Maimad Har Sinai. On Nibud HaTorah we already made the Baruch. So what is the second Baruch? Oy Jeish Baruch Ha'acherem. That Baruch is a Maimad Har Sinai. Maimad Har Sinai. To remind us that the Torah was given from Eish. לפיכך צריך לכוון ברוכזו השנייה להוידוס לא יסעל על מים עד הר סיני ומסיים בו ברוך אתו השם נויסין התוירו כלוימן נויסין התוירו כליכם דוסוי מתויכו אש. When I say נויסין התוירו, I have to see the devotion of giving the Torah. נויסין, not נוסן, he's giving me now the Torah and I'm standing by Har Sinai. And I'm a kind of mitzvah, Rav, to show me the choice, and I'm sure I'm a disrabo, I'm sure I'm a necho. and I'm seeing the Eish. And the Rebbeinu Shem is now giving me the Torah, the Torah Eish. Noisei na Torah Kaloimen, noisei na Torah Kaleichem, dosei mi Torah Eish. It's not a different bracha. Wouldn't our connection to Torah be different every day of the begging Hashem in the Borach, or Gishmak in learning for us and for every single Ingle and every single person and every single older person, for every Yidin, for all this world. Mein Masach, was das ist Teure. Dusche und Tare von Teure. Where it comes from, who's what their errors they have to have for every word which comes out of this age. That's the bracha of Asher Bracha Bon. That's what the bracha which we make every day. And I'm Lame Toiro Lame is for. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is teaching us this Torah. He himself gave us Min HaShemayim. We have to see this picture of the Rebbeinu Shlomo giving the Torah between the race. And remind us ourselves of the kindness mitzvah every day. And then sit down and learn. To get a Gishmak. To have a Gishmak. With a munah that it is Gishmak. And with a connection with Torah Min HaShemayim, that's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah which was given to us. The Loshen, I'm just looking for this Loshen, I thought it was at the end of the beginning. So the Bach says these words. Aber Brocha Zu Ashniya, he adds on to the words of the Torah, Brocha Zu Ashniya, Eino Ki'im Ha'idor V'Shevach Alma Sh'nosa Nono Teirosik Lein Chendosim Yitecho Eich L'Hoilois Al-Kedushosa V'Ruch Miusa. They is not just to make you scared. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave me Teicha Eish, he wants you to realize that it's a ruchnitzike zach. Teicha is Eish. Teicha brands. Teicha is a fire. Every word of Teicha came from fire. Every word of Teicha is fire. Because that makes us feel that it's something spiritual, not something physical. It's not just a cold intellectual subject, but it's something which is fire. Something which is connected with the feelings and the emotions and the whole sensitivity of a person, all taken up. And it's in one word, fire. When we realize that, then our approach is different. So these are the two brachas that we make every day. And this is a continuation, as we said before, of the Cheshit of the Shidin went out of Mitzrayim. And the days of Sfira that we're counting because we're so eager, tak, and so keen, because we appreciate. But this is the tackle, it's the base Chayyin, at the end of the day, this is our life, nothing else is worth anything. And we breathe that, Emunah Shalema, and can understand it with our Seichel. Nothing else is worth anything. It's a while. When lonely left with the Werther from Teure, the Meisam. There's a third bracha which is not mentioned here, which is, well, since we are already Isaac in Birchus HaTeure, I don't know how long we have left. This was Isaac in Birchus HaTeure. I'd like to also, as a Dovah Sholim, every Bar Mitzvah Yingel knows the Bracha Asher Bracha Bono. He knows there's another Bracha. There's a Bracha which is also in Birchus HaTeure in the morning. But because of the, and there's a Bracha L'Achoyra. These brachas are before, brachas that you make before learning. There's a bracha at the end of learning, because there's no really an end to learning, that's why we don't make this bracha every day. So the Kriyas HaTeilu, it's got a takana with a beginning and an end, so therefore the end of this chilek of learning has a bracha to say. That bracha is, Asher Nosan Lo Noteiras Emes, Chayi Oilam Nota B'Sichim. We say that in davening as well. You've still got prayer a bit to think what you're saying by the time you come to a hall and see it. Say that. Oh, chalekeinu shebaron elechroidoi. Yilonu min atayim, anosanonu teirasemem. Chayei oilam nota besichim. What does that mean? Chayei oilam nota besichim. Everlasting life planted in our midst. Wie versteht man das? The same. What do we think? So I saw a pshat, a gewaldig pshat. Took me a long time to find this pshat as well. There are different pshat in which are on different levels. Chaim Elozhin and Nefesh HaChaim talks about it as well. On his level. The Chofetz Chaim, Kedarkoi, he's the pashtun from unsere Deiris, and gave gizalt, deep concepts in poshita verta. He says, the Meir de Kazach. Interesting, and I always say it over, the Meir de Kazach, and it's said in Kofetz Chaim. So I've said it in a few places, in America, Tzvishin Tamidei Chachomim, and from three times I got a letter that it's a Pupurisha Zohar HaKodesh. I excuse myself for not knowing all the Zohar. But I wouldn't have known it from the Zohar Eichnist, even if I would have seen it. But not there was a Gehet HaChofetz Chaim, can the time I get to stay in that Dozor State in Zohar. Why would I take a Chofetz Chaim? And it's very interesting, I thought I knew all the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is all over the place, Baruch Hashem. Over the years, I've learned a lot of different Chofetz Chaim. And one of the places I forgot to look at, only later on, and came a few years ago, was in the psicha for Mishnah Berurah. You know, we learn Mishnah Berurah, everyone learns Mishnah Berurah. Everybody thinks, why should I bother to learn the psicha? It's not like Gea. It wouldn't be like Gea. Mustafa Chofetz Chaim wouldn't write it. It's really a stupid idea to say like from Gea. Chofetz Chaim wrote the psicha, Mustafa wrote the psicha, we should learn the psicha, Mustafa wrote the psicha, we should learn the psicha before we learn the halacha. Not wake up years late and say, oh, I haven't yet learned the psicha, or I'm a bit too tired to look into the Mishnah Berurah and work out the halacha, and I'll open it and start at the psicha. While Kopalim, the Chofetz Chaim, the psicha, the Mishnah Berurah writes two surahs, and it's a murder, it opened my eyes, gewaldig. We all know Adam Arishi was driven out of Gan Eden. Always when I say over this stick of Chofetz Chaim, I usually ask the audience, if it's a smaller audience, why was Adam HaRishon driven out of Gan Eden? 9 out of 10, I get the wrong answer. Everybody thinks they know why Adam HaRishon was driven out of Gan Eden. Yeah, because he's from Nesha Das about it. That's not true. Or Nishtar Zoy Tehidin Chumash. If we look in the Chumash, you'll never find Adam HaRishon was sent out of Gan Eden. Because the Eitz and Eitz are that. The reason why Adam HaRishon was sent out of Gan Eden, because there was another Eitz in Gan Eden called the Eitz HaChaim. And that Eitz HaChaim, if somebody would eat from that Eitz HaChaim, you would have a Chayin Oilam, would live forever. And because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, he forfeited the right to live forever. And Rebbe Yisrael was afraid he might eat from the Eitz HaChaim. The Baptist sent him out from Gan Eden, as I stated in the post. Where he said, Toan Eitz HaChayim, Baruch HaVachayil Olam. And he has no right anymore of Chayim to be Chayil Olam. I have to send him out of Gan Eden, he shouldn't have been a soyer for wanting to eat from Eitz HaChayim. So why was Adam HaRishon sent out of Gan Eden? It's not, so they shouldn't have the possibility of eating from the Eitz HaChayim. We all don't know what Gan Eden is about. We don't know what the trees in Gan Eden look like. We don't know what the Ruchnis, because each Peri look like. It's a picture for us. The Moshe was a Gan Eden, and it had the Eitz HaDa'as. Adam HaRishon was Nishul, and he ate from the Eitz HaDa'as. And the Rebbeinu Shem said, if so, he can't be anymore in Gan Eden, in Al Gewaltige Gan Eden, what Gan Eden represented, all the asogas that the person can have, what we will have in Yotze Hashem. And he has to be sent out because he may eat from the Eitz HaChayim v'och al v'chay lo'ilo. Zog the Chofetz Chayim. Stam atake from Zohar HaKofetz. Wouldn't say this from himself in any case. Zog the Chofetz Chayim. What do you think happened B'Shaas Matan Torah? You know what happened B'Shaas Matan Torah? Shas Matan Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom took the Eitz HaChayim from Gan Eden and brought it down to this world, the form of the Torah. And he said, Kindalach, now we can be the Sakim Lechet of Adam and Yishim. Now is the time, I don't mind, I'm going to use the Eitz HaChayim. Es, as much as you want, V'ochal V'chay L'Oilom. Chaye Oilom, not Abisoycheinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom took the Eitz HaChayim. Let's imagine, I want to make the Moshe to myself. Let's imagine. Somebody would come and tell me, you know what, I've got a blueprint, a chvesnish that came and fell down for him in a shrine. I've got a way how we can get up. We'll make a few rockets, and we'll get up through space into Gan Eden. And then we'll find the Eitz HaChayim, and we'll be able to take from the fruits of Eitz HaChayim and Ochel HaChayim. Everybody would be prepared to give his real life for that. We'll make a space program, how to get up to Shammai. And there we're going to find the Eitz HaChayim. I'll give away all my money and all my things. And I'm going to be B'chay Lo'ilo. The Baruch Shalom made it very easy for us. You don't have any space programs. You don't need anything. I'm taking this Eitz HaChayim. And I brought it down into this world. B'chay Oilom not Abaseichenu. This was the embodiment of the Eitz HaChayim. Eitz HaChayim in Mazikim Baruseichenu Mu'usho. This is the Eitz HaChayim, this Torah that we can learn. And this is how we eat from the Eitz HaChayim. V'ochal v'chay l'oilom. It's also gewaldig, so when we make a bracha, as you not alone the Torah HaSemes, that not only the Torah HaSemes is Torah HaSemes, is Emes, as you boy z'oilom's Torah. And I've already said, as you boch abonu, while it's fashtein, it's b'shashuim, for the boy nishan, for the chendosei, it's toich ho'eish. This is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom pre-planted the Eitz HaChayim from Gan Eden and planted it b'soicheinu mamash. And Adam HaRishon was driven away from there, given to us. The Rebbeinu Shalom shrieked, V'ochal chay l'oilom. Kinderlech, I want you to eat as much as possible because I want you to live as hecha as possible, as long as possible, and each other's time. So that's what Sfiras Hayom is all about. We have to mechazer ourselves to birchas haTorah, to get that cheshek, to get that cheshek to have a geshmak. To understand it's still geshmak, and if there's something wrong with the taste buds, to try to put them right. I should be able to taste the sweetness of Torah. Because the Torah is the sweetest thing. That's not just emunah, because we've seen people who equivalent to get a word from Torah, wie geschmack das ist to a person who's rein in Kodesh. How every word of Torah is for them not just a pearl. It's like the geschmack that I can get shikah from. That's what we should be wanting. That's what we should be asking Hashem is Bar. That's what we should be counting the days before Shavuos. Counting the days towards Maimon Har Sinai. But the avodah will be, if we tackle all of us together, mechazik, be mechaven, just a poshita perish hamilas. Take a little bit longer, birchas haTorah, but it's worth it. It's worth it to say the brachas properly, but much more than that, it's worth it. And through the brachas, we should get this eros and the siyat gishmai, the ezer Hashem. So I'm talking about gishmak in that. Thank you.